Welcome to Take 5, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Enjoy!
Hey, I'm Paul Butler. I'm one of the client partners at New Leaf Training and Development, and I'm so delighted to be joined today by Ajit Dadani, who's the Empathy Strategist, CEO, and founder at Empathify U. Ajit, can you believe it? For 18 years now here at New Leaf, we've focused on our core purpose of simply helping people and organizations better manage themselves, lead others, and grow business acumen. I just wondered, what are your recommended best practices to help people and organizations be their best? But please start, though, by telling us a little bit more about your organization, what you do, and who you serve. So over to you, Ajit, and I'll wrap it up when you're done.
Thank you, Paul. First of all, appreciate your energy and excitement and what New Leaf brings to the work of the world, for sure. So, as you mentioned, my name is Ajit Dadani. I was born in India, moved to the country. I was born an empath and very quickly became the CFO of a company very young. And I realized as I grew that company, it was an international company, that my organizational and finance strategies only took the company that far. It was my empathy and understanding of people that really helped us catapult and grow the organization. Started documenting that whole process decades ago and created a formula and training around empathy and trust. So fondly over the years, the HR community calls me the CFO that speaks empathy and KPIs in the same sentence. And today we run Empathify U. We have a global team, and we get a chance to serve small to medium-sized companies from 25 people to over 110,000 people. And we're very clear at Empathify U, we're very clear about what we're after, is we want to create a world where everybody feels like they belong. Comes from my own lived experience as a Brown CFO navigating corporate America. And so if I think of that, an empathy strategy is made up of three components: self-awareness, stakeholder understanding, and strategic action. Now, we can talk about all the 27 workshops we have, different trainings and all the stuff. We have 3 minutes together right now. So I just want to specifically focus on one thing. You know, you asked me, what is the one thing that we're focused on? We are hyper-focused on manager effectiveness because we've realized that CEOs have amazing visions and all that stuff. But before 2019, a manager's role was all about efficiency. The most efficient, the person that was been around the longest always got the raise. Oh, you're the most, you have the highest knowledge in the subject. You've been here with us the longest. But you and I know that Gartner put it out there that the managers today need to be adaptive, have an individualized leadership style, and empathic. Why? Because our workforce is changing. And our customers are changing. So in each one of them, I wrote down three things for your community to learn. So let's talk about in self-awareness. One of the things that Empathify U, we're very passionate about, and I share about it on LinkedIn, I speak, wherever I speak, I talk about it, is that today, most of us are not present. There are a lot of books out there that people are sitting, they're not present at your workplace. Their minds are everywhere. There's so much chaos going on in the world, financial, health, political polarization, all of that going on, that most people are sitting in your meeting, but 40% of their mind is elsewhere. So the first step is you got to get people to get present. One of the simplest way that you can do that is learn to follow the ultradian rhythm. Most people live their lives wrong. They follow a circadian rhythm. An ultradian rhythm requires you to reset your mind every 80 to 120 minutes. And if you can find ways to do it, that's the best way. And the best way to do it is to do some breath work, reset, move, something every 80 to 120 minutes. So that's how you get present in a meeting. Because if you're going meeting to meeting to meeting to meeting, not effective. So that's the first part, self-awareness. Understand, you got to be present. Stakeholder understanding. Now, in that, there's so many ways. You know, you can talk about different identities you have to be aware of. But let's look at one thing. Do you know that 26% of our workforce is neurodiverse? That means 26% of our customers are neurodiverse. If you don't have an understanding of creating a neuro-inclusive workplace, I was diagnosed PTSD 11 years ago. So I know what happens to a brain. And today, every day I have to do something to make sure that I am present, and I, PTSD is under the neuroinclusion umbrella. So I say this, that you need to understand this framework. So we do work with large banking organization, engineering organizations, and we're tactically focused on how can you be neuroinclusive? Because some of the brightest ideas are lost because most people don't know how to create neuroinclusive workplaces. And then, so that's around stakeholder understanding. And obviously you go on different identities around everything. You can get more aware of how you can create an inclusive workplace. And the last thing is strategic action, right? The third component of empathy strategy, self-awareness. So I'm telling you to be present. Stakeholder understanding, I focused on neurodiversity, strategic action. Now, what that means is Ernst & Young did a survey that if you have an empathy-driven organization, you have 83% higher returns of investment, profit, because you're an empathy, you've taught to your organization empathies, because you understand your customers, you understand your employees better, right? So yes, it has to be your strategic action has to be aligned to a business purpose, but it's always got to be something that's bigger than dollars and cents. Mm-hmm. A purpose that drives your people. And you could be doing anything. Like I have an engineering firm and their goal is to create safe homes. And the leader talks about safe homes all the time. Now you could say, I'm an engineering firm, but the leader's talking about safe homes. So let's talk about Empathify You. My goal is really clear. I want to create a world, a workplace, a community where everybody feels like they belong. And that requires an empathy strategy, a journey of self-awareness, stakeholder understanding, and a strategic action that's bigger than yourself. With that, Paul, back to you, my friend.
Ajit, thank you for that. That's really, really clear 3 points that you made there. Really, really useful. I love the way you put what I call kind of sky hooks on those. So I can really see the practical application of those. If I could, just a message out to the subscribers to keep an eye on the events page for the activities that we have going on throughout the course of the year. Ajit, could I offer you a rather dreadful virtual high five?
There you go. That's thank you for your trust. Thank you for inviting me. Always love this, you know.
Ajit, thank you so much for taking a few minutes with us today. I look forward to seeing you again soon.
Yes, see you soon.
I hope you found that interview useful. And if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode, and we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Going the Extra Mile, which is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Bye for now.